Think a minute. Do you have the job and career you really want? If not, it may help you to know that some of the most successful people in history had to overcome huge hurdles before they reached their goal of success. As one of them says, history has shown that most winners usually went through heartbreaking obstacles before they triumphed. They won because they refused to become discouraged by their defeats. John Grisham is known as one of the best modern authors of novels, but his first book, A Time to Kill, was rejected by publishers 28 times. When it was finally printed by a small, unknown publisher, it sold only 5,000 copies, compared to all of his books since then, which each has sold in the millions. Michael Jordan is considered by many to be the greatest basketball player of all time. Yet in high school, he was cut from his team because the coach said Michael was too short to play. Thomas Edison, the great inventor, has over 1,000 inventions and patents to his name. He failed 2,000 times trying to invent the incandescent light bulb. When reporters asked him about his 2,000 failures, he replied, "I never failed once. Inventing the light bulb just happened to be a 2,000-step process." In 1954, Elvis Presley sang for Jimmy Denny, a professional music producer and manager. Afterwards, he told Elvis, "You ain't going nowhere, son. You ought to go back to driving a truck." Elvis, of course, ignored this professional opinion and went on to become the king of rock and roll. Long before George MacArthur became a famous general in three major wars, he was rejected 2 times by the West Point Military Academy. But he kept trying and was finally accepted. Then after graduating, he marched into the history books as one of the greatest army generals ever. Every human being fails many times. But the ones who become successful are the ones who do not let their failures stop them from reaching their potential and living their lives to the fullest. In fact, if you'll ask Jesus, the one who gave you all your potential, he'll help you with his power to become all he created you to be. He'll even use your past mistakes and failings to strengthen and teach you how to live his right, successful way every day for the rest of your life. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.